one great quality which we have to try and bring in ourselves, and which is not much spoken about, we don't think about it, we don't pay attention to it, is the quality of tawakkul. Taqwa now, alhamdulillah, by Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi wa adha buzur. We have spoken about taqwa, we're speaking about taqwa, we're listening about taqwa, we're trying to get taqwa. But tawakkul, that is a thing that we don't talk about, we don't think about, which is a separate entity, a separate quality of its own. In one riwayat of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if you want to be the most strongest person in the world, acquire tawakkul. That means full reliance on Allah. In other words, Allah opens all His treasures to you. That means Allah's power and qudrat is with you. So you're the most strongest person. And then we can understand what the other thing. He says, if you want to be the most richest man in the world, then have more trust on the treasures of Allah than you have trust on your own, or what you have got. Normally we trust what we got. We don't even think of Allah's treasures. If we have to give also charity, we think, I got so much, I can manage so much. If somebody has to ask us a loan also, I got so much, I can manage so much. Your expenses, you go shopping also, anything, I got so much, my budget. I have to work in my budget, within my budget. But if we learn to see the treasures of Allah, which Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was the financial in charge of the finances of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take lot of loans to help people, not for his own, to build his house, to buy a new car or to anything, to help people and for Deen and Islam's sake. And he should take loans from Jews also. And sometimes Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say, our loan account has gone very high. Now we must take it a bit easy. We can't manage now, our loan account has gone high. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should say, Ya anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlala. Oh Bilal, spent. Don't worry from the owner of the arsh, Allah ta'ala, don't worry of any shortage. Allah will provide. So that also, if a person got tawakkul, then he will look at Allah's treasures. Otherwise we are groomed, we are trained, we don't realize it is more Western influences on us. So you must work within your budget. You must see how much you got. And if somebody wants to live a life of tawakkul, trusting on Allah, good pious people will say, he's a madman. Yeah, Sharia didn't say you must do this. We'll use Sharia also. And then the third, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the first, if you want to be the strongest person. The second, if you want to be the richest person, then look at the treasures of Allah, not your treasures. And once you make connection with Allah's treasures, and Allah opens His treasures to you, so you don't have to worry anything. And the third, if you want to be the most respectable and honorable person, acquire taqwa. But taqwa, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. But taqwa, you are the most honorable person. So if we want to be, we want to respect and honor the most, it is by acquiring taqwa. When Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seeing Hazrat Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu off, when he was sending him to Yemen as the governor of Yemen, and he told him that, oh Mu'ad, perhaps when you return from Yemen next year, you won't see me. You'll pass by my masjid and you'll pass by my qabr. So Hazrat Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying very profusely. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned and looked towards Medina Sharif, the opposite direction. Yemen is in the south, Medina is in the north. He was going to the south. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, oh Mu'az, you won't see me, we'll be separated, but don't worry. Inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqun. The people I love the most and who are the closest to me are the people who have got taqwa. Haythu kanu, man kanu. Wherever they can be. And whoever they can be. Whoever have got taqwa, they are the closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who is close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his honor, we can all understand. And Allah says that the most respectful, honorable amongst you is the one who has got the most taqwa. So it isn't the color of your skin. It isn't what you possess. It isn't with who you got contact. Nothing. But it is the one. And everyone, all these things, tawakkul is your choice, how much you want to develop. And looking at Allah's treasures, which is also tawakkul, and also taqwa is in your choice. How much you observe and practice taqwa, so much Allah will give you respect and honor. So tawakkul, when we will learn, and when there is tawakkul, then shirk will go out. When there isn't tawakkul, then shirk comes in. We believe that my money will do. We don't look at what Allah Ta'ala, which they say very nicely in Tabligh, in Jamaat, ke ghaib ko dekho, jaib ko mat dekho. When they're making tashkil of a person, look at ghaib, what Allah has got. Don't look how much your budget, how much you got, what's your in your pocket. Don't look what's in your pocket, see what is by Allah Ta'ala. So this quality of tawakkul is a very, very great quality. And we have to pay attention to it. As we learn to see that everything, shifa, tawakkul, trust on Allah. And you're short of money, trust in Allah Ta'ala. And if we do develop it, today our eyes are short-sighted. We say how much we got, who I can borrow from the bank, whether I can manage the loan, service the loan. If I can manage it, all that we see. But we don't see the treasures of Allah and to take from Allah. Anything, we all depend on material things. And all this is shirk. Not the actual shirk, but it is shirk. To do things for name and fame is also shirk. So, and that has been called in the hadith, shirkul khafi, shirkul asghar, small shirk is to do. So all these things. So how much we will develop tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. That Allah will provide. Allah will see. Today we get married also. Our number of children also is determined by our earning. I'm earning so much, I can afford so many children. There is no tawakkul. Otherwise, till today, mashallah, there are people, not one wife, two, three wives. Not two, three children. They got 5, 6, 8, 10 children from each wife. And all are living. Nobody is dying. It's not like all systematic and how we got everything, but all are managing, all are living. So this tawakkul is that's an Islamic quality, to have tawakkul. And all this planning and all that is how we are trained mentally in the schools, the teachings we got by TVs, by all the government institutions. If a woman over 30, she gets a baby, they start warning her. You can't have more babies, etc. You can only have so much. There is no tawakkul on Allah. So there is also a very important. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. A person who has got the true tawakkul, Allah is sufficient for that person. One great buzurg, he went with his murids by the thousands. Today we don't understand this. We don't know our history. We don't study our history. Otherwise, Safar of Abu Buzurg is to take place 10,000 people, 12,000 people. So like that, most probably it was Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah. He went to one masjid, all his murids also. Imam Sahib got worried, where are they going to eat? I'm responsible, I'm the imam. So I'll have to organize, I have to arrange for the food. So he asked him, so he told him, just wait, let me first, he told him that the Jew who is neighbor of the masjid, he has said that he'll provide for us. So he said, no, then it's okay, no problem. Then he told him, let me repeat my namaz first. My namaz before, behind you, wasn't even made. That you haven't got even so much trust that Allah will feed. And when I told you the Jew will feed, then you said it's all right. So your yaqeen is on the Jew. That whoever told that we'll organize, we'll arrange it. then we all say, no, there is no problem. But we trust on Allah, Allah is taken. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah will give the rosy for every moving thing on the earth, from an ant to an elephant, from anything, Allah has taken the rizq, and Allah gives the rosy. But our trust is not. And we don't work on this. We don't talk about it. We don't think about it. We have to develop this, that we trust on Allah Ta'ala for us. Inshallah. And all this came last night. Suddenly I was just jolted up from my sleep. And then this whole, it was much more, I can't remember everything. Like a bayan was given on all this. Tawakkul is very, very important. It's a basic thing of our deen. And we are very negligent. So much so that we don't talk about it also. At least you start talking, then you cherish the idea, then you wish for it, then slowly, even if you get 1% of it. But then at least, but we don't even talk about the word God.
MashaAllah. To start off with tawakkul, what repeat can we use just to begin creating?
The way easy is that we look at the treasures of Allah, everything, what Allah has got, Allah's quwwat, Allah's power, Allah's wealth, health is all by Allah, izzat is all by Allah Ta'ala. So if we start looking at that, and we start analyzing what we got, what has man got. And we also think that if somebody told me, don't worry about this year, I'll take care of it, we get it be now. He haven't got his own guarantee of living the next minute. And we got it minan. He told me, so no problem. And Allah is Hayyul Qayyum. And all treasures of Allah. The hearts of everyone is in Allah's control. How many people, officers, etc., they say we are signing, we are doing this, but we don't know why. Actually, I don't want to. I'm not agreed, but I don't know why I'm doing it. Hearts are in Allah's hands. Allah makes people do things. So if we have that connection, that tawakkul with Allah Ta'ala.